It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
It's usually quite an exciting time when you find out that you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it can happen anywhere, anytime,
yep.
Anyway.
Okay.
I mean, there's traditional ways that it happens.
Yeah, and then there's the way that some people find out where it's like, what's that? Oh, there's a baby.
Yeah.
I've just dropped it out of me. That happened to someone I kind of I knew
really?
Once. Yeah.
Get him on. We'll have a chat about
it. Nah, probs not.
Okay. How's this for a story? And this one's come from Reddit.
The things you see on the internet.
I just thought this was an amazing story, so I had to bring it to the table. My husband and I recently invited 8 friends for lunch. That's a big lunch.
That's nice. That's a good amount.
And were asked if we could also include a new couple, Doug and Sasha.
Okay.
Right. She said she'd never met them herself, but her friends had, so she was happy to have them over.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Cool.
Yeah. Friends say, hey, we've got these other friends. They're just new in town. They don't really know anyone.
Nice.
Can they come?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, no worries. Bring them along. I'm sure they're fine. If you like them, we'll probably like them too. No worries.
You were so full of it. You'd be like, yeah, fine. Oh, for God's sakes, Carly.
Mate, this whole situation's confected. I would never, I would never find myself in this situation.
No, never.
At one point, so they never met it, but at one point Sasha, so she's the female in the couple, the new couple, needed to use the restroom. And I told her to use the master since the other bathroom was occupied.
Yeah.
I was helping my husband finish with food. Then Sasha came out of the master bawling and holding something in her hand. What? At first, I thought she'd hurt herself.
Yeah.
But she said something to Doug, her husband, that caused him to drop to his knees, cry, and begin kissing her stomach.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's all make it about you, Doug and Sasha.
You've not met these people. You're in their house for the first time ever, and you are now on your knees crying and kissing your wife's stomach.
I might as well take a pee stick. We're going for dinner. Well, let's do it.
Hang on. So I get it because some people try for years, literally years, and it's all they want. And it's such a huge
but
emotional
you can pee
thing.
On the stick when you get home.
Right. All of our friends begin screaming, jumping and crying. It was insane. Finally, Sasha tells my husband and I that she's pregnant. Of course, we congratulate both her and Doug and gave them a bag for their test so they could take it home.
Okay.
At their request.
Yeah.
As you said, she's gone to a dinner party. She's taken a pregnancy test.
Why?
She's gone off mid kind of catch up and peed on it and come back out and told everyone. Except that there's a twist, right? Right. So what she's done, instead of taking a pregnancy test with her, she's gone into this lady's master bedroom bathroom, and like the ensuite, and seen in the drawer or something a box of tests and gone, oh, I'll have a go on one of those.
What?
It's not an Airbnb, mate. They're not soaps.
What?
She's peed on it, right? And come up with the positive result, okay? And then she's lost her mind. So the problem is, right, after everyone sat down to eat, Sasha apologized to the host for using her pregnancy test, but she said she couldn't help it when she saw them sitting there in the back of a closed drawer.
Yeah, okay. Can you – that woman needs help.
What else has she gone through, you know? That's when the woman who's hosted the party realized that Sasha hadn't confirmed she's pregnant. She'd just confirmed that she was ovulating. I said, Sasha, the brand is Pregmate and those are ovulation tests. I don't own any pregnancy tests. Did you take an ovulation test?
Oh.
Then Doug, the husband, gets snippy. This is all happening first time ever at their house. First time they've met.
Never invite Doug and Sasha anywhere.
Jumped in to defend his wife, who's not an idiot and can read a box.
Yeah.
He insisted Sasha get the test out and show me that I'm wrong.
She might be an idiot.
Sasha refused, saying she didn't need to prove anything to a complete stranger, and then they insisted to leave immediately.
See ya. Thanks for coming. Don't come back ever again.
Turds! Keep your bloody mitts out me drawers.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
My back is also rooted.
Yeah.
And so I went to the physio yesterday and on the way home, I drive past APCO in North Geelong. Shout out to the good people at APCO in North Geelong. They're wonderful.
Lovely.
One time I went there and I had forgotten my wallet. And so I sent Kalia home to get it. And I stood there and looked at the magazines. And they're like, you can go if you want. We know where you work. All right.
You're like, no, you know who I am.
I've got to do that. No, I've got to this do the right thing. I'm going to stand here awkwardly and make small talk.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, no, I did.
Don't let celebrity status go to your
That's
head.
That's not what it is. I know. What I'm talking about.
I know.
So I feel comfortable there, that's for sure, right? And so I had to put a bit of petrol in on the way home, so rolled up, did that.
The $5 worth that you chuck in?
Yeah.
You're always chucking in $5. Never doing a full tank.
My runabout. It's like, well, what do? I drive it to work and home.
Yeah.
And now the physio.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
So I don't ever need much petrol.
You could have a full tank and then just let it last for a really long time.
No, but then I wouldn't have an excuse to pop into, you know, APCO Cafe.
You're right. And get your Jaffel.
Get myself a Jaffel and a wonderful coffee.
Mm.
Arabica coffee that they make there.
Yes.
No idea what that means, but tastes good. Walk in there and, you know, they've got the, I mean, it's like a little IGA Express in there too. Yeah. So they've got everything you need, but also they've got the impulse buy gear around. So they've got it on the counter. They've got it in front of the counter as well, the shelving.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then they've got these beautiful, like, takeaway meals that are healthy meals that, like, they're refrigerated and they're in these little stands.
Yeah.
But then amongst them as well, now they've got this table right in the middle of the door. So if you can't do your smartphone check-in,
you do your sign-in. Yeah.
So I'm already navigating around these, you know, takeaway meals and the table and stuff. And then they've also got these little basket things, circular baskets that have whatever's
your
on special.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's Tim Tams. I love it when it's Tim Tams. Yeah. Sometimes it's Alan's Lollies. I love it when it's Alan's Lollies.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's sanitizer, and I reckon that's what it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It's all a bit of a blur, I'm not going to lie. So I walked in, I stood on my little dot on the ground,
waited.
The lady beckoned me over and I said, oh, just the $5 at number 5.
Oh, please. Of course. You're so like.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, cool. And there, FPOS always takes a little bit to show up with it. So I stand there because I don't want to walk off and have an awkward situation. Be like, oh, sorry,
sir. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm a big stander as well.
And just like, it's always about me having to transfer. I never want to look at my app before I go into a shop. Yeah. So I'm always going to guess that I've got a right.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I was like to run the gauntlet.
Yeah. So I do. So I had this hold. So I stood there. You know, she's like, yep, you're right. And then I wait an extra second before the light shows me because she can see before me. But before the little screen says, okay, good. And then I turn around and I walk back through and I'd go navigate this maze again of the takeaway meals and the table and the impulse buys baskets.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to the first impulse buys basket and I go, bang! I feel something pull me. I'm wearing a hoodie that is a zipper one.
Yes.
Which is what I like to wear a lot.
Yeah.
And as I've walked past the basket, it's at the perfect right height. They've got these little hook things that come off the side of them. And I've jagged this display of hand sanitizer and stuff, and it's pulled me back, and I've turned around and I've seen it rock up on its side.
Oh no!
And I've turned around, I've flicked my hoodie off, and like pushed it and stabilized it.
You did the old flick off of the hoodie at the same time.
No,
not of
my body. I flicked it off the hook. What it was hooked on.
Oh, like, I thought you meant you like flicked it off your body.
No, amazing. Can you imagine I span out of it?
Yeah, like Zorro.
No. So like I turned around, realized what was going on, used my hand to whack it off the basket.
Yeah.
And grabbed the basket at the same time and like put it straight down, and then like looked around at everyone. Did anyone see that? Yep, everyone saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
Catch you later, guys.
Did Tracy behind the desk? I'm just paraphrasing, I don't know. Like, did she give you a...
No, but I can never go back.
Okay.
I feel like I can never go back.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
I follow Clementine Ford on Insta, right? And she was sharing some favourite stories of mums and dads who have lied to their kids, right? And one of them that I just made me laugh... She shared someone sending her a message saying, I heard a kid in the supermarket say to his mum, are we still not allowed Coke because of COVID? I made eye contact with the mum and she says, totally deadpan, yep. And I'm like, that's hilarious. And then everyone started chucking in their own ones. Just like my mum told me I wouldn't like her favourite chocolate Toblerone because it was dark chocolate. I only found out about 2 years ago it wasn't.
Yeah.
So that's still one that just continually creeps on into adulthood. Yep. Someone else wrote, the ice cream truck only plays that song when it's empty, so we know not to bother going up to it.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. And Fanta is carrot juice.
No, I don't want to try that. Yeah, so, I mean, with Indy, we've had to do a bit of that gear. Mm. We used to tell her the parks were closed today until they started actually closing parks, and then it was, oh, that's a bit of life imitating art, isn't it? And then also spicy, things are spicy. Oh, this is Daddy's. So I sat on the couch the other day, and she was eating yoga or something, and she turned around, and I had a Tim Tam. She goes, what you got there, Daddy?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's Daddy's spicy biscuit. She goes, oh, sorry, I didn't realise.
Oh.
And then turns around again, and you feel bad, but it's like, well, also, you're not eating me Tim Tams.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Lies that you tell your kids or lies that you've been told by your parents. We have Sarah from Newcombe on the phone. Sarah, which camp do you fit in, the lie-y or the liar?
I'm the liar.
Okay.
Oh, what are you telling your kids?
I've got a 5-year-old that drives me insane when we go to the shops.
Mm.
So I say that because of COVID, kids aren't allowed to go to the shops.
Oh.
Only adults are.
Amazing. Okay.
See, that's turning a negative into a positive, and I like that.
Yeah, okay. But so do they go to school yet, or are they about to start prep next year?
No, yeah, he's in school.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So is he telling his schoolmates that, oh, no, you shouldn't be going to the shops with mum?
I don't know, but it works for me and it means I get peace when I do the groceries. Awesome.
You got to do what you got to do.
I get it, 100%. Totally relate, mate.
We've got Liam, and Liam, you're from Leopold. Have you been the liar or the lie in this case?
The lie.
Okay. What happened?
We had an old dog when I was a kid, and my mother said that, oh, well, when it was time for the dog to sort of pass, she told me that the dog was going to a farm that we could never go and visit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the farm story.
I thought that was just a TV show.
Yeah, like I didn't realise it was real.
Oh, God. All right, so you never found the farm?
No, I never found the farm. Still looking.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, maybe the farm will come in your dreams.
Just want to give Liam a hug.
I know.
All right, Kate in Newcombe, wrap this up for us, mate. Were you the liar or the lie, and what was the lie that was told?
I lied to my mum.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I told her we were walking down the street and we saw those, you know, the soy sauce fish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pointed to one on the ground and I said, drug paraphernalia.
How old were you?
About 10 years ago, and my mum still, every time she sees them, she goes, oh, my God. I'm like, no. Drug addicts everywhere outside fish, Asian restaurants and things. And she goes,
yeah.
Yes, I've damaged her.
Amazing. Hot sushi and sushi, they're running a racket of some sort.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Let's play. Fun fact. Yes, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Wow. Okay.
That was a good one, wasn't
that
it?
That was a real good one.
Put a couple extra, obviously.
I know I did. I noticed that, but you know what? No one else would notice that.
No.
That was one of the top.
That was.
Do you know why? Because the last few weeks you've been letting, you know, you've been really hard on yourself. Yeah, and I know going into that you had a lot, you know, a lot of fear.
Do you know what that's like? That's like when you see a toddler start running and then they don't know how to stop.
I get scared every time. Mm. I understand. No running. I understand that now. Mm.
Anyway, that's what I feel like when I'm saying that spiel. You know I don't read that, guys, just so everyone knows.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, straight from the top of my dome as a rock, 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 a rocker. No, I'll stop.
Ooh, stop it.
Okay. Fun facts for today you can take to your workmates. One of the US's largest stockpiles of nuclear weapons is guarded by trained military dolphins with lasers on their
heads. No, stop it.
That's true. trained military dolphins.
No.
They're pretty smart.
Yeah, of course they're smart. How about you let them live their lives, though?
They know karate, mate. Maybe they like it.
Is that for real?
Yeah, that's 100%. One of the US's largest stockpiles of nuclear weapons is guarded by trained military dolphins. Obviously, it's underwater somewhere.
Yeah, and they're trained to, like, bump you off track, not bump you in general, right? They don't have guns on them.
No, they've got, they've got rockets. They've got a rocket launcher on one side.
No, they don't. No,
and
they
a machine
don't.
Gun on the other.
We all know what dolphins can do, what they're capable of.
Yeah, you know me, I'm off dolphins. Perverts of the ocean. You don't believe me? Look it up.
Oh, I love
Google
dolphins.
It.
Oh, I'm
going to there's badness in everyone.
Nah.
Not in every dolphins person, but every species.
Dolphins are the worst. According to, and I don't know, I hope Carly is not listening to this one. According to the, I'm going to have a go. Huichol Indian tradition, men and women experience the pain of childbirth together. Men sat in the rafters with a string attached to their testicles and women pulled the string during contractions.
Yes! Let's bring that in.
Boing, boing,
hey, that'd be really good. Write that down. That'd be really good and funny for our show.
What, film it for online?
Yes.
Just put me in the rafters.
Yeah, and I'll have the string though.
Yeah. Carly is pressing the button for the nurse to come, but she's actually pulling the string. St. Gummerus is the patron saint of hernias and difficult marriages.
Well, that's a terrible job. Like, they're handing out, specialities. Mm. They're like, you've got hernias.
Here's one that's actually interesting. When the moon is directly overhead, its gravity pulls on clouds and makes it rain less. You know how I always rip you, the moon doesn't do anything. That's something it does.
It does a lot of things.
It literally makes
Check
it rain
the ocean
less.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
God's sakes.
Okay, I've got two more, right? Mm. This one. Humans used to have a bone behind the knee called the fibula, but evolved not to have them. In 2019, the fibula was found to be making a comeback. No one knows exactly why, but we've started growing these bones again.
Wow.
How weird is that?
That is so weird.
Yeah.
The fibula's back. It's like the return tour.
Yeah.
Everyone grab one.
Return of fibula.
Nice.
Okay, no. All right, and this one's a bit of a – there's a reference to last week. If you caught Fun Fact Friday last week, you would have heard the Danish phrase, der Hestens Futterstag, translates literally to, is it the horse's birthday?
Yes.
Which means this rye bread is too thick for my open sandwich.
Yeah, and which Kate, who called up for the What Lies Do You Tell Your Kids, she mentioned it, and we just got very chuffed.
Yeah.
People actually listen to our facts.
I've got another one. This one's Irish, though.
Okay.
So I guess Gaelic?
Yeah.
The Irish phrase for fancy seeing you here, or you never know what you might chance upon, is Farach en eit bachagea gliomach.
My God.
Right?
You're so on the cusp.
Which means, literally, what an odd place to find a lobster.
So instead
Instead of running into you going, fancy seeing you here, I run into you and go, what an odd place to find a lobster.
That's great. That's as good as the other one.
Then you go, what, do I look like a lobster?
And then I punch you in the face.
Oh, aggressive. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact.